Channel 1 Right, beginning the visit with Cookie, with Shug, Fanny, and Mamu this New Year's Eve, Thursday night, New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, and I think it's 1970. Channel 1 Right, beginning the visit with Cookie, with Shug, Fanny, and Mamu this Thursday night, the New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, 70, Channel 1 Right.
The fellow turned it down?
I did.
Oh, you mean you were afraid to take it?
I quit.
You better be careful how you go.
I mean, he offered me that right quick. I said, no.
For these, out here?
Yeah.
Well?
We've been waiting for this.
Cookie, we've been putting off. We've been putting off of this.
Looking at his watch, he's going to give you just so much time.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, because I've got to be home before Helen goes to work. I've got her groceries in the car.
Is that right?
I sure have.
Well, golly.
She won't have any supper.
You're just sitting on dynamite, aren't you?
You ain't just joking, and I got to be back in Gainesville by 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. You got to make your rounds.
I got to move.
Yeah.
I got to move.
Well, now, let me tell you that, Cookie. You've been transacting business here, there, and yonder. What happened on Monday? No sale?
No sale. They canceled it.
How much warning?
No warning.
Well, you could have had your stuff right there and everything and just gone to all that trouble.
I was suspicious, though. I left it at home. I went on into the station. And then I called them at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
What happened to the horse? Are you going to have a horse sale? No, we done canceled that.
Well, how do they cancel it? How do they get the word out?
They just put it on a bulletin board up there.
Yes.
And I wasn't up there.
Well, now that's some system, isn't it? Well, now who's behind that cookie up there? They don't cancel cattle sales.
On Tuesday before Christmas, they had a horse sale.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have enough horses there to supply all the people wanted. I mean, there just wasn't enough horses out. There's where I goofed up. I should have took my horses the Tuesday before Christmas.
Christmas sale. Yeah.
But they wasn't in condition to take. White lightning riding.
And you weren't mentally ready anyhow. You hadn't got your thinking up that far.
No, I hadn't made my mind up which ones I wanted to sell.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to sell that white lightning. But I didn't know whether I wanted to sell a little quarter horse or not.
I don't think you've got very far on this horse market up here.
I never did.
Buying or selling?
Buying or selling. I always done better in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You just take a horse over there and you can move it.
Right now. You don't get them unloaded until there's a man hopping on your truck. How much do you want for that horse?
He's a horse hop.
That's right.
What do you call them, Kentucky and West Virginia?
Pinhookers.
Pinhookers.
Mm-hmm.
Pinhookers?
Hookers.
Hookers.
Pinhookers? Yeah, it's H-O-O-K-E-R-S. And they'll hook you. I don't want you to know if you're left.
I've heard that used on tobacco sales, pinhookers, but I've never heard it on horses.
Oh, yeah, pinhookers.
Anyway.
I never car hops.
Nah, car hops is around these here restaurants.
Well, these would be cow hops.
There you go.
But these are pinhookers. They'll hook you. Well, they haven't heard anything about this transaction that we were talking about the other night, Cookie. I think that's one of the ones I've heard of now. You had more strings in your hands on that transaction than any I've seen.
Which one was that?
You and old Jack Stokes.
Me and old Jack Stokes. Oh, mercy.
Yes, sir.
We ain't even had another today.
Well, let's get this other one now so they'll appreciate this one a little bit. Now, you knew you had the horse already.
No.
No.
I had a little quarter horse. But I didn't have White Lightning. White Lightning? I got White Lightning from Jack Stokes.
Was that White Lightning?
Yeah.
I want to hear about again.
White Lightning, see?
Yeah.
Let me see now. Let me get that straight. I kind of got it in my mind.
Cookie, what they do, you see, they brag about how you maneuver down here, you see, and then they never get it straight.
No.
But you have all these little things working all the time for you. Now, what he wants for you to tell us is how and where you make all these little strings work.
Now, the nigger had the horse.
The nigger had the horse.
But that was White Lightning?
That was White Lightning.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Stokes, he went and traded, bought the horse off of the nigger. The nigger wanted an automobile.
Uh-huh, I see.
Okay. I sold the nigger an automobile. I got Jack Stokes' money. Then I turn around and take two little old Riby ponies over.
Oh.
Got no pushing, Francis.
I trade Jack Stokes the ponies for the horse that he buys off of the nigger.
Now, let me see. The nigger, Jack bought the horse from the nigger.
Yeah.
And the nigger wanted your truck.
My old 54 Chevrolet car.
Car, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got Jack's money.
I got Jack's money. I take them two ponies over there to trade for the horse, see?
Mm-hmm. I did, yeah.
After Jack had bought him. Well, Jack wanted my truck. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, I'll just trade out with you, Mr. Jack Stokes. He said, start talking.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, now, they haven't got the background for this. Jack also went to Georgia.
Oh, yeah. He went to Georgia and bought, I think it was either 18 or 20 ponies before Christmas.
Now, you've had, were they anything at all like those two little ponies you had out here?
No, nothing to compare. Nothing to compare.
Yes.
Hair about that long on them, you know. I mean, it was they was ribby looking.
Well, they looked like they was from the Shetland Islands.
That's right. And their ears dropped down like a mule.
Like a mule.
But he didn't give nothing for them.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know it, but I saw his sale bill on them.
You did?
I did. See, he just got one eye.
Oh, Cookie.
He can't look at it both sides of his head at the same time.
Oh.
Jack Stokes just got one eye?
Just got one eye.
Coming up on the blind side if I ever heard of.
Yeah. His left eye, he don't have no left eye. He just got a glass in there.
Yeah.
All right. He was fiddling around in his pocket and he pulled out his sale bill, you know. Well, He turned it to the light like this where he could see, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you could see, too.
I could see plain as day. He paid anywhere from $13 to $22 and a half a piece for them ponies.
Now, he was going to make a killing. Well, at least he was going to turn them on the Christmas trade.
He was going to turn them, in other words, he was going to put them on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But you know, after Christmas, a bunch of ponies is just like a Christmas tree. They ain't worth a nickel.
And he didn't move one.
Not the first one.
That is hard for me to understand. Jack Stokes, to hear about him, never miscalculated.
He sure miscalculated this time.
But not to hear him talk.
Oh, no. No, he's got money. He's got it in the bank to hear him talk.
Yeah.
But he's got the ponies in his field eating hay today.
Yeah. But he don't talk about that. And now he's got your ponies that you didn't want.
I'd have paid a man if he'd have took them and I got out of my way.
Just tired looking at them.
I was tired looking at them. I'd have given a man $25 to have took them, but he don't know.
And even Alvin had enough of them?
Yeah, as well as he likes horses. He'd had enough of them ponies.
And he had 3,000 acres over there for him to roam on.
3,000 acres. Right.
Okay, well, how'd you do that?
How'd I do that? I just got in behind him on the blind side. I had that good-looking 49 Chevrolet truck. Just overhauled the engine. He said, now, where can I find me a good truck? I said, Jack, you're looking at one right there. How are you going to get home? I said, don't worry about old Cookie. I said, do you want the truck? You want to trade for the truck? He said, how do you want to trade me the ponies and the truck for White Lightning? I said, Jack Stokes, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take $175 and trade with you. No, I said, that'll never be the day. Mm-hmm. I was hoping he'd offer me $100 and a half, you know. I only had $50 in the old truck to start with, because I knew I couldn't get hurt bad. Okay?
How much did you have in the horse?
I didn't have nothing in that horse.
That the nigger traded to?
No. I was trading for the horse at this time.
Yeah, that's right, yes, yeah.
Okay, he told me what he'd do. I said, no, Jack, I can't do that. I said, but I tell you what I will do, though. I said, if you'll throw that German Shepherd dog in there, I'll trade with you.
That German Shepherd pup?
Yeah, 7-month-old pup. Of course, he stood way up there like that. Pretty thing. I've been wanting one, but I let on to him like I didn't have any use for no dog. I had one at home. I didn't like Jack. I got a dog at home. But I said, if you'll throw him in, I'll trade with you. He gave me two $20 bills, a $10 bill, and a check for $100. And I called Laura and told her to come and get me.
He said, call your girl.
Say, go call your daughter and have her come and get you. And in about 35, 40 minutes, here that mint green Pontiac rolled up in Jack Stokes' yard. I loaded the White Lightning and we come on home. On to Gainesville.
Was White Lightning load?
Load? Oh, he was glad to get in that trailer. Just hop right up in just like a dog.
You sat on him, too.
Yeah, I sat on him. But now that was the night before. That wasn't in on that deal at all. I knew what he was. I thought. Till I got him home. But I never got burnt worse than horse trade in my life. Never in my life. I was never deceived in a horse more in my life. I've traded many horses.
Just your judgment and observation went wrong.
It all was all wrong. You put him out there a sunshiny day, I want you to know he'd run over an automobile. He couldn't see nothing. That horse was blind as a bat in the daytime.
In the daytime?
In the daytime, a bright sunshiny day.
Oh, Glenn, all right.
At night, though, you couldn't run him into nothing. You could ride him through the woods at night.
He's an albino.
An albino.
Oh,
that's
albino.
Right. But he wasn't built like an albino. He didn't look like an albino, but he was.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a walking piece of machinery.
Yeah.
Oh, he could walk.
Oh.
That was a walking horse that I ever set in. That's why I traded for him.
You thought you had really got a rocking chair, didn't you?
I did. He was a rocking chair. But when a rocking chair can't see where it's a rocking, I ain't got no use for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. And there's something else that you miscalculated on? Or is it just his eyesight?
Just his eyesight. Just his eyesight.
Oh, the color one, too. A little.
Too soft, you think.
Oh, yeah. He reared up once in a while.
Where'd you go?
I stayed on.
That horse wear it on you?
That's white lightning.
White lightning.
Mm-hmm. Well, what have you done with white lightning? So?
Well, now.
I took him to Georgia Tuesday.
Then you couldn't keep White Lightning. You had to move him.
I had to move him because
You've been reducing your herd, your string, Cookie. What's your thought?
What's my thought?
You had no horses.
I had 9 head at one time.
Yeah.
I sure did. But Tony got hurt in the field down here, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I took him and Nancy and Fancy. Went horse trading one day. I had no place to keep them. And they was getting mean, getting on me, them ponies was. And I didn't like to see my big horses kicked and cuffed around. So I went horse trading. I traded for a set of harness, brand new set of harness for my big horses.
It's out there now.
It's out there now. And the difference in money. I traded 3 for a set of harness. Complete set. Harness, collars, bridles, lines, 2 sets of lines. And a set of buggy harness, pony harness. Of course, I didn't have any use for the pony harness because I didn't trade my ponies off, but I made it up. I got the difference in money. I looked it up in the catalog, those harness. The cheapest set of harness they got sells for $235.
Oh, I don't doubt it, yeah.
And them harness out there never had a trace stretched on them.
Hmm.
They had never been on a horse. They wasn't the first hair down behind the brakes in the leather. Not the first one. But they've just been hanging in the barn. I paid for them.
But they hadn't been hanging long enough to deteriorate.
No.
They'd been saying, yeah.
No. I took them in and took my paint gun and filled it full of neat foot oil and sprayed them with oil. And, gosh, they're in good shape now. I wouldn't take a $200 bill for them.
For that set of harness.
No, sir. Not today. I need money, but I don't need it that bad.
Yeah. Well, that's you let those 3 horses go, and you got that harness out there, and you don't have to feed it.
I don't have to feed that harness. It ain't cost me anything. It's making me money hanging it.
Be worth more the longer you keep it.
The longer I keep it, the more money it's worth. Then I can take Daddy's back and give it to Daddy, and he'll be happy.
Oh, yeah.
when I go back to West Virginia, I can take his harness back to him.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get the harness with the horses. I borrowed the harness to work the horses in because I didn't have none down here.
Oh.
I didn't realize that.
That was a good truth.
And there wasn't any close by you could borrow it?
No, sir. There wasn't none I could borrow. But I've got a set of my own now. Them Scotch Hames that's on Dad's harness is, them four Scotch Hames is worth $100 bill. Antique.
Yeah.
But Dad, he,
That's with the copper heads.
Yeah. They're worth $25 a piece. I'm gonna take them back to him next time I go.
You know, it's a curious thing about that stud horse you got. He's the prettiest one you got, and you can't move him.
That's right. I can't move him. He just won't move. He's the prettiest horse that, that I've got, actually. Facially. Now, he's a beautiful
horse.
He's
a beautiful horse.
Well, he ain't no stud no longer.
Oh.
I couldn't, the time had come, but I just couldn't keep him that way no longer. I had to do something.
He'll move now, probably.
No, he won't, because I'll keep him now.
Oh.
I took him to Georgie. Now, White Lightning was a rough-looking animal. I rode him up there. It rained on him, you know, blowed in on him, got him wet. That little quarter horse was, he dried off and slicked down. He's a good-looking animal. He's small. White Lightning, the hair stuck up on him, you know, and had his mane cut close and his yo' neck.
Couldn't see him in the daytime?
No, but the barn was dark, see.
You didn't tell anybody.
They didn't ask me. They didn't even ask me if there's any blemishes on that horse. I put the saddle on him and put all the strokes on him. I said, Audie, ride him. Audie Stokes rode him up and down through the barn there and got him in that
rocking chair,
and they started him at $40. I think, oh boy, I'm done out of the hole now. At $40. I mean, 41, 42, and that on up to 50. Then start 55, 60, 65, 70, right on up to 85, 90, $95, and he sold him.
You help him?
No. I was afraid I'd have to bring him back. But when that little quarter horse come in there, $30 I started him at. I was looking kind of sad. I told him, I said, now, I've got an 8-year-old girl who can ride that horse any place. And she can. She rode him.
You told him that?
I told him that.
Just stood up and told him.
That's right. And they run him up to $52.50. The auctioneer looked down at me. I said, no, no sale. He got every dime he could get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, I'll take him back and let the kids play with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what ought to happen, somebody ought to come around and see you privately, you see.
They come around and tried to buy him for $75, and I wouldn't sell him.
$75?
Yeah. I told him, I said, put 50 more with it, and I'll unload him. I didn't load him in the trailer. I'd have sold him for 140 rather than brought him back. But I'll tell you what, today, $200 we'll get him.
Mm-hmm.
I brought him back home cheap, and I'll keep that horse.
When did he get to be a steer?
Yesterday evening. Last night.
That same vet?
Jack Stokes.
With one eye.
Jack Stokes.
Did you watch it?
No. Nope.
What's Jack got to do with that? What does he know about? Oh! Why, he's a veterinary. Why, he's been working with sheep.
For years.
Ever since I've been down here, and longer too, of course.
He said it took me and Audie about 5 minutes, and we had everything under control.
Why, he works on those sheep, you see. He keeps his hand in. I didn't know about that.
Well, sure.
Where was that?
Old Jack's place. I've got to go pick him up in the morning.
Oh, I see. You went by over there to drop his animal.
Yeah, I just dropped my trailer and my horse and left them all over there. My horse trailer's all right there at Jack's.
You just unhitched and...
Unhitched and come on in. I went by down here and fed my horses. And 40 minutes from the time I left Jack's, I done come by here, fed my horses, and I was home. Getting ready to take care of the work.
Cookie, I want to ask you a question. Did you say anything to Jack Stokes after you'd sold White Lightning?
Jack was standing right there and saw White Lightning himself.
Well, he
Jack
went
with me.
Well, I know it, but...
No, I let Jack do the talk.
What did he say?
He said, boy, he brought you out, didn't he? Okay, now, the same truck that I traded to him today, last week, I traded for it back today.
To pay for the yelling that he did last night?
No, I traded for it back today.
Let some pause to get in, Francis.
You know that pony cart that
mm-hmm.
you rode in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
I had $40.
$40.
Yeah. I didn't come out of the red. I mean, I didn't come to the good and had I had about $75 to the good on Jack. I didn't beat him at about $75. Okay. He wanted to trade me that truck for that pony cart today.
Oh.
I said, Jack, just how much is that pony cart worth to you? He said, I'll tell you what I got in the truck, and you know what you got to have out of your pony cart. He said, we'll see how close we get together. I said, all right, how much do you think you got in that old truck? I know what you got in it. He said, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. I know what you got in that old truck. He said, I got $95 in it.
How much would you say he had in it?
How much did I say he had in? He had about 125 in it.
Yeah.
But he didn't know that I didn't got his money that he gave out niggers.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't know that until after I'd traded with him today. Then I told him.
How'd you happen to tell him?
He wanted to know where my old 54 Chevrolet was. He wanted to trade me out of it and go home and take his sweet potatoes home. Of course, I didn't trade him out of the truck. So. But anyway, he said, how much do you think you've got to have out of that pony car? I said, Jack Stokes, I'm going to get $60 out of it or I'll leave the sector.
Now, that's just the cart.
Just the cart. No harness or nothing, just the cart. He said, you going to give me $35 cash money and that pony cart for my old truck? I said, yeah. Here's some money right now if you want it. I had it in my loose in my pocket. I was waiting on him.
Yeah.
I just rushed down my pocket and I pulled it out. I said, here. Yeah. A 20, a 10, and a 5. I said, now, do you want to trade today or don't you? He said, give me that money and shut up. I gave him a pony cart and $35 for that old truck back.
And took him home?
No, I didn't take him home. I let him hitchhike home. And with his bushel of sweet potatoes. Sure did. I didn't have time to take Jack Stokes home.
Was that up at your house?
Up at the station.
Oh, he didn't get the card.
No. See, I got to go pick up my horse in the morning in my trailer, so I'm gonna take the card over to him in the morning.
I see.
He traded for it and didn't even see it. Took my word for it.
Mm-hmm. What did he go to Georgia for?
Buy him a horse. He bought one, too. He bought one.
He didn't like White Lightning?
No, he didn't like White Lightning.
Doesn't do much night riding, does he?
I asked him about it today, though. I said, Jack, I said, you knew that horse was blind. He said, honest to God, Cookie, I didn't know that horse was blind. Was he blind? I said, yeah, he's blind. I told him, I said, he ran into my Pontiac the other day. The girls was riding him out in the yard and the sun was shining bright. Why, I said, he ran over my Pontiac. And he did. Helen's got two tires out in the front yard there. One on each side of the walkway. And he stumbled over him. I mean, just stumbled, just fell all over himself. Right over them tires, couldn't see him. And I already spoke up, told him today. He said, Daddy, he said, he ran into the fence with me the other day I was riding him. That's Jack's boy.
How old is he?
12 years old. He said, he ran into the fence with me. Now, see, the boy knew he was blind.
But his daddy hadn't caught on to that yet.
No. But it didn't take me long to catch on to it. When he ran into my Pontiac, I knew right then he was blind.
But you tried him out over there.
It was at night, though.
I never heard you as enthusiastic about a horse.
And I was never so enthused over a horse in my life as I was that horse. Because I knew I was going to lay him in cheap. I did. But I tell you, I just got my money for it, and that's all.
Well, a fella has got to choose the time of day to do his trading sometimes.
Yeah, now some horses are the opposite. Some of them moon-eyed. And a full moon, why, they can see just as well as any time. Dark of the moon, why, they're blind as a bat.
Yeah.
I know, I've owned two or three moon-eyed horses. I'm the Dapple Gray horse. In West Virginia, just about like a little man. This is pretty as a little man. In the full of the moon, that horse could see, oh, he was a wonderful horse. But on the dark of the moon, when he was plowing for potatoes, by golly, he couldn't see.
No, I'm not so sure that you mean...
Their eyes comes and goes with the moon.
In the daytime?
Anytime. Day or night.
I thought you meant a while ago that in a full moon he could see where he's going.
He can. He could. Day or night.
Day or night. But in the dark of the moon, he can't see where he's going.
He can't see where he's going.
Day
even
or night.
In daytime?
Day or night.
Plow potatoes in the dark of the moon.
No, you plow potatoes in the dark of the moon. By gosh, a lot of the plows can plow them all up. Trump them all down.
Well, I must say, I never had any dealings with an animal like that.
I took him off in the light of the moon. I was on a wide ridge about 10 o'clock in the morning. I traded him for the poorest, awfulest looking horse you ever saw. Mm-hmm. About $10 to boot.
Cookie, do you have any little rule of thumb? Is that a word? Rule of thumb? To go by, sort of, when you're trading? Nothing particular to go by.
You know, a man tried to trade me a horse today. A registered standard bred horse. I mean, he was a pretty thing. Looked a lot like Ajax. Had the papers on him. He offered him to me worth some money. But he thought he was going to skin me. But he didn't. He had a bad foot.
Oh.
And you couldn't see it?
I saw it. He didn't think I was that sharp, though.
Yeah.
That was Jack Stokes.
What, he got up in Georgia, that dad?
No, he bought him. No America. No, he thought he was gonna skin me today. Oh, he said, I got a fine standard bred. Mm-hmm. He said, he's as big as your quarter horse, and he's just a year old. Well, I'll go look at him.
Where'd he have him?
Out his mother-in-law's. He's ashamed to take him home.
Well, I didn't know Jack was that active in trading.
Well, you ought to follow him just one day.
Sounds fun.
He's a barrel of fun.
Yeah, what did you all talk about when you're going up there to Georgia and back?
We didn't trade no horses. I never even talked about trading horses.
No. No. Well, what all did you do?
I was working on automobiles. I worked on automobiles.
Yeah.
Of course, now he'd bring in a horse joke now and then, you know, or tell me about a horse trade he had. I'd know, huh?
What did he tell you?
It wasn't nothing of any importance. He'd tell me how he skinned these doctors and everything, you know.
Well, what about? Give us one of them.
Well, he went up there and bought a bay mare and a sorrel mare at the same time. And he had the bay mare was a quarter horse. He got the papers with her. But this doctor liked the sorrel mare the best. Well, he just laid the papers from the bay mare on the sorrel mare's back and gets an extra hundred and a quarter.
That sounds like an honest penny.
Yeah.
If the doctor's called up, it's too bad, isn't it?
Doctor didn't know no difference.
I wonder how the doctor got a hold of Jack.
He's got contacts all over the state of Florida, Jack Stokes has. He even sells horses up in Virginia, North Carolina, and all up in there. Takes them up there. He'll call him up on the telephone and tell him he's got such and such a horse. I think it'll do your job. They bring it on up.
That's a long trip.
Yeah. But he'd go up there, take a load of horses up, and buy a load of cows coming back.
In what?
In his pickup truck and gooseneck trailer. He's got a trailer he can haul 20 cows in.
Oh, he has. One of those? He just pulls it up there and hauls them back.
Yeah. He'll take 14 or 15 horses up with him. Yeah.
Well, you just little pickings then for him.
Oh, yeah, but he thinks. But he ain't gonna skin
me. It looks to me like Jack's the one we need to talk to. Bring him over here sometime, Cookie. Let's see how he loads up that gooseneck trailer.
Now, he can load it.
So, do you wake up every morning thinking what you're going to trade, or are you just staying kind of ready if something offers the opportunity?
I'm ready anytime.
You can just reach in your pocket and pull out a little money to show you're ready, huh?
Just a little bit, yeah. Not very much, just a little bit.
Well, now, these automobiles and pickup trucks and all that you trade, that's nothing. Nothing compared to this.
That just comes natural to me.
But it's such a direct, simple transaction.
compared to this. Not much excitement about it, is there?
There ain't no fun about that. Yeah, there ain't no fun about that. You can always go out here and buy an old jumper, you know. Just like I bought that Cadillac. Hey, that Pontiac sitting out there, Frank. I give you a quarter for it.
It's a quarter?
Yeah.
$25, yeah.
Yeah.
And they drove it in on the driveway.
They drove it in. And they just wanted to get rid of it, didn't they?
Yeah, it was messing and spitting and spluttering. I knew what was wrong with it. They didn't ask me what was wrong with it. They said, how much will you give for it?
Yeah. Well, you talk about spitting and spluttering. You know, Faye's car I brought in yesterday.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad, just a little something. And you know, Clyde told that story, and then he told me how he done these things, you know. He'd get them out on the highway, let them get down 30, 40 miles an hour, and then put the passing gear down, and it'd blow it out. Well, I almost blew the gear out. I never do have any luck with these simple remedies. I hardly got home.
I don't have any car.
No.
You want to borrow my pony yet?
You won't have to work tomorrow afternoon, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I haven't.
You can have my pony yet. That car, I'll just bring it down here and leave it. Because I didn't beat him out of that truck now, so I'm going to drive that Chevrolet truck.
You're going to drive the truck now?
You'll be back in your truck.
I'll be back in the truck tomorrow, yeah.
I tell you what, if we make it, one of these times when you got the truck up there, what's the best way of getting some lumber on the truck? That seems to be a hard job, don't it?
That's the hardest job that I've ever tried to do, is to get up there and get a load of lumber.
Yeah.
I need a load in the worst kind of way, but I can't get
it. It's just straight up that road there. And you'd have to load it, or you would normally do it. I would if I bought it. I'd just pick out the pieces I want.
I'd get what I wanted, yeah.
And it ought to take a half an hour to load it, if you pick out what you want.
Yeah.
But it won't take much, them old wet pieces, you see. Two or four especially. Yeah, haul too many of them. How did I get the last two before down here? Those big wet ones.
I brought them on that flat trailer I had.
They were heavy.
Yes, they were heavy.
And I could still be using that. That's what's holding me up right now. If you'd had a chance to get twice that many, of course we'd have used them. But they were just right. Good, heavy ones. And you put them up there and they'd stay there. Bolt them to the post. Yes, sir. Now go ahead, honey. What else we need to cover? They got miles to cover this tonight.
Yeah. They've enlightened me quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I could do it.
Oh,
you could? Well, I don't know how many cars you got now.
How many cars I got now?
Yeah.
I got two Cadillacs, a Pontiac, a Chrysler, a Corvair, and a Chevrolet truck.
Good night.
Yeah.
And they're all running.
They'll all run. That Chrysler, all it needs is to put a battery in it. It'll run.
But now, rightly speaking, you may own them, but you don't have...
They're in my name.
You don't, yes, you don't have control of all of them.
I think I pretty well know where they're at.
Yeah. Now you take that Corvair, that's a recent member.
Yeah. When did I buy it, Frank?
Week before Christmas.
what's Laura got now? She told me she was going to go have a car. You were going to get a car for her.
She got a Cadillac.
She's had three or four since then, my mom.
Oh, she
oh,
has.
Gosh, yeah.
Fanny doesn't know the importance of that Cadillac you've got. She doesn't know about that.
No, she's no idea.
She's no idea.
All she knows is to put gas in it. A 59 Cadillac means no more to her.
It's an Eldorado.
That doesn't mean anything to her.
All right, there was five of them sold in the state of Florida in 1959.
It's bigger than three.
Yeah.
I know a little bit, Ben.
Well, you know about
the line.
There was two of them sold in the Gainesville area, but neither one of those are in operation. There's only two in the state of Florida in operation today, 59 Cadillac Eldorado Coupe.
Coupe?
Coupe, that's right, two-door coupe.
Go ahead and tell her about it.
I didn't know a there was such a Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
There's a coupe?
Coupe, that's right.
That's what Clyde's is.
I had it painted. I bought it. I bought it from my buddy Wilkerson. He's got a painting body shop in Gainesville. And the city got on him to move his junk out of his backyard. He came over to me. He knew I had this 60 model. I bought it for Laura. And he came over there one day. He said, Cookie, he said, let me sell you a Cadillac. I said, I ain't got no use for another Cadillac. You got one. He said, let me sell you one for parts. And Clyde told me, he said, now, Cookie, if he wants to sell you that 59 Eldorado that Paul Thurston had, he said, you buy it. Because it's a good car. I've kept it up ever since Paul bought it new. Well, I said, okay, I'll play along with him, see what he wants for it. I played along with him for 2 weeks before I decided to buy it. And in the meantime, though, I'd pump Clyde, though, you know, and find out what all he'd put on it new recently. Well, he put new brakes on it, he put a new driveline on it. Put a new shock absorber on it and tuned it up.
New exhaust.
New exhaust system throughout. Now I think for now I'm getting my money's worth just to buy that thing and take it home and set it up. I asked Buddy, I said, Buddy, what do you want for that old Cadillac? And you bring it over here. I said, it's got the front fender all bent up on it, bumper tore all of it. Two flat tires. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, you give me $25 and I'll bring it over here.
With a record.
Yeah, he brought it over there to my station with a record. I said, okay, bring it on. When you bring it, he said, I'll bring it this evening.
Yeah.
He wanted to get the city off his back. Yeah, he brought it over and I gave him $25. And in 30 minutes, we had a run, didn't we?
Yeah,
but now there was a right smart, Cookie, there was a right smart channels on that before you found out what that Eldorado amounted to, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Clyde help you?
No, not too much. Because he was jealous.
Oh, he was in the market for it.
I can get $500 out of it tomorrow. If I wanted it. But I won't take it. I went up to B&G, and that's a Cadillac dealer. I was talking to Johnny Brazington. I asked him about it. And he told me he's the one giving me the information about the five Eldorados being sold in the state of Florida in 59.
Mm.
That was his first year in Cadillacs?
By himself.
By himself.
See?
Is Daddy before him?
No, Val Gibbons was in with him. So Val Gibbons dropped out and sold out to Johnny Brazington, and that was his first year in Cadillac Oldsmobile by himself, him and his daddy. And he told me about it. Now, he said, I'll tell you, he said, I can find out how many of those are in operation today. I said, you find out. I just like to know. So he found out. The next time I was up there, I went in and talked to him, and he told me. He said, there's two Cadillacs like that, Sevilles, on the highway today. If you say yours will go back on the highway, I said, it's going back on the highway. So when I found that out, I took it down to the body shop, had the front fender straightened out, painted it, all cleaned up. I'm going to put a tag on it Monday. I want to play nigger.
Yeah,
nigger.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be a real nigger just for a little bit.
And then you may sell it?
If I can get my price.
Mm-hmm. You have to put new tires on it?
I'm gonna put four brand new tires on it.
They cost something.
Mm-hmm. You'll be mighty rich nigger.
The trunk mat and that thing is not scarred.
Okay.
It's got solid leather interior seats.
Sporty, sporty.
And good shape?
Good, reasonable shape compared to the age. You know. Mm-hmm. They're not in bad enough shape. Well, now the back cushion, bottom cushion, there's four inserts in that antiframe that's split. I'm going to have them replaced. It cost me about $40. And Clyde Harrison told me if I drive it to Las Vegas, Nevada, I'd get $5,000.
Oh, Clyde told you that.
That's right. That's the reason he wants it.
Yeah.
He thinks I'll get hard up and sell it to him for $500, $600, $700.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I'll have to be mighty hard up to sell it.
Well, let him drive it out there and you all split it.
No, I'll drive it out there and get it all.
Hey, Frankie.
It's like a good place.
You know what? Lots of people, I always have heard this. People will drive to California and Las Vegas in a $8,000-$10,000 automobile and come back in an $80,000 bus.
Oh, cookie.
I'm going to go to Las Vegas.
That's right.
Well, you know what? That corner down there, you have got to be available. You just got to be there where people can run into you. You just couldn't.
A fella woke up right today. He said, I'm looking for an old car I can buy for $75, $50, $75, maybe $100. You know where I can buy one.
It just so happened.
I was out.
Years out.
But now that's what happens.
Yeah.
But you can take his telephone number, can't you?
I'll get him. I'll fix him up. I'll let him ride a little ways anyway.
Because he won't find one just
no.
Like calling the operator, will he?
Cookie came by one night. He had to sell a car in the nighttime.
And he had what, say?
Yeah, he was on his way to sell his car. He knew he was going to sell it
at
night.
Yeah.
He couldn't sell it in the daytime. He had to sell it at night.
What car was that, Cookie?
I had a Volkswagen.
That's a Volkswagen. Let me tell you, he got stuck on that, you see. give him that keys.
I'm still stuck.
You mean you didn't tell Mamu you owned a Volkswagen, why'd you?
I ain't got it back yet, but I'm still stuck.
Stuck on it.
He got the Volkswagen. How'd you get that?
I bought it off of a supposed to be a buddy of mine in Ocala.
Supposed to be, I understand.
You understand how I said that, supposed to be. For $100.
Yeah.
No engine.
But you knew where there was an engine.
I had another supposed to be buddy.
Oh.
But had a supposed to be good engine. He wanted $125 for it. That was cheap for a Volkswagen engine. Yeah.
And all that week up there, Cookie worked on that with him and Frank.
Whole week?
And they had the most dismal look on their faces.
And Frank helped Everybody wants a Volkswagen. Volkswagens were easy to sell, I thought. Easy to do. Get rid of.
Okay, we put that engine in there. And Lord, I'm a cat. You could hear it coming for three city blocks.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that engine.
We had to pull it back out, tear it all apart, put a crankshaft kit in it. Run perfect. I mean, it run like a dream.
Hmm.
But the front end was wore out. The back floor mat was rusted out. I mean, you couldn't step in the back seat hardly.
Yeah.
You go through the hole. Wouldn't you, Frank?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was all, I mean, the paint was, I don't know what's wrong with it.
It sounded like salt water been getting to it.
No, I think it's easier bugs got to it, you know. And they was all over, but I don't see how they got on the sides of it.
Yeah.
But they was, wasn't it, Frank? That paint was eat up. Well, I knew this old boy by the name of Berman Jones down. He worked for Warren Beach Record Service up there for a long time. And I heard he wanted a Volkswagen. Oh, I had one. I hooked it behind. What truck was that, Frank?
Ford.
Yeah, I hooked it behind a Ford truck with my tow bar. I suppose you run it down there. And,
now, this was the hunting season.
Yeah, this was right the first of hunting season.
Right,
the
first hunting season. Everybody had to move.
Oh, they had to move.
And they had money.
Money in their pocket. And I took it down to, I first went down in Ocala National Forest, down on Highway 40. Well, he wasn't there. So I go back up to Gore's Landing. That was at night. Now, after dark, I never left you till after dark, wasn't it?
Oh, you're sitting right here, weren't you?
And you said you were going to sell that car that night.
I said I was going to sell that car that night.
Yeah.
And I go down there in Gore's Landing, and he was in the camp. He was done and turned in for the night. I told him, I said, you're just the man I'm looking for. I said, there's a fellow up in Gainesville told me you was needing transportation bad. Well, sir, he said, I am. He said, I ain't got no kind of transportation down here. He said, I want something to go in these woods. I said, buddy, I got it. I said, I got a Volkswagen out here. Just overhauled engine. Well, he said, let's see what it'll do. I said, let's go. I went out. In about 3 minutes, I had it unhooked from the truck. I had it fired up. We took through them woods. I mean, I just sandbagged, just cutting corners for what have you. And he was about half drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way he
planned it. He said, that's just what I want. That's just exactly what I want. He said, what model is it? I said, 63.
It was fired.
How much do you want for it? I said, I want $385. He said, I ain't got that much money down here. I said, how much money you got down here? He said, I got $200. And he said, I'll have the other $185 at your station by 4 noon Monday. I said, well, I'm going to try. I'm going to let you have it. I pulled the paperwork out. Got the paperwork fixed up. I said, now just sign it right down here at the bottom. I said, I've got to have this. He signed it. He got in his Volkswagen and went on back to camp. I got in my Ford truck and come on back home. I was back home what time, Frank?
About 4:12.
And you know, Monday, by golly, he come and paid me. They come, he didn't. He sent his boss man over to pay me for that Volkswagen. I got to go back and pick it up now and put another motor in it. At his expense.
At his expense.
Well, he just burned it up.
Yeah, he just burned it up in them sand and them scrubs down there. That's all he got to it.
Yeah.
Low gear. They ain't going to take that now.
Low gear.
They're not made for that.
No, see, I know what he did. He took it down there and put it in them sand hills, and you see, they got a cooler fan on them, and they pull the air to cool the engine from underneath the back.
Right.
Well, it's been so dry, they pull sand up in there, and he just heat that engine up.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't attempt to overhaul it again. No, I told Frank, we got another engine up there. We'll tear it up and fix it. And get about two bills out of it.
Yeah.
Well, you got the work. That's the work you do then.
But look at the channels on that. Now, how did you find out that he was wanting one?
How did I find out he wanted one? Bob Saxton, this teacher over at Santa Fe Junior College, just dropped by the station one day and told me about it.
It takes
you've built up a kind of reputation of having things available or being willing to trade.
Well, now you see, if I know something, I go by there. I told him about these people that are getting a divorce. Don't you know?
Training those things.
Trailers available over there, but they went back together. But